The perfect way to do your Friday night, Ellie Goulding teaming up with Calvin Harris for Miracle. Right across the country, you're on Hit Nights, and right now we are joined by an Australian superstar. Like, this guy doing us so proud, touring the globe, and his music's got over 6 billion streams. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome...
Hey, this is Dean Lewis, and you're on Hit Nights with Shaunie B.
How do I say goodbye?
Hello, Dean.
Oh, nice to meet you, man. How's
mate,
you
so good to meet you, brother. Very good, very good. Very busy man at the moment, right?
Yeah, man, it's been crazy. Just non-stop touring and all that stuff, and... Yeah, but it's exciting.
Mate, it is so good to see an Australian artist doing so well globally. Hey, like, you know, like, I know how hard it is for Aussie artists sometimes, and you were just killing it.
Yeah, man, it was weird. Like, right from the start, the goal was to get over to Europe and America and stuff like that and start doing stuff, but you never know if it's going to take off. But, you know, just it was 6 years ago, I started putting in that work, doing little shows, you know, playing 200 people, 100 people. And then eventually it's just every territory is slowly built up over time over here. So it's crazy. Right now I'm doing Europe. I'm doing Amsterdam. We're doing Sweden. We're doing Lollapalooza over here tomorrow. And
Lollapalooza, that is the dream, isn't it? Like, that is the goal. Yeah. You're on a festival lineup like that. Yeah. Like, how are you feeling about it?
I get more nervous at festivals. I always prefer doing my own shows because you know, you have all your fans there, like, you know what I mean? And at festivals, you go, there's still a lot of your fans there, but there's other people who don't know you, so it's a different thing. You can bring a lot more people in.
Yeah.
So it's sort of your fan base and to hear you for the first time.
Yeah, man.
But it's really fun.
And now you're collaborating with the most amazing songwriter in the world. I mean, Julia Michaels, you know, she's had big hits herself, Issues.
'Cause I got issues.
But also she wrote Justin Bieber's Sorry, she wrote Emery's 2002, she's wrote all these huge pop songs. Obviously, you're an incredible songwriter. What's this experience been like working with her on this track?
Well, it was really cool. So basically, I had this other song that my team sent to her, because I can't send Julia Michaels songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she would listen. And she listened and was like, oh, yeah, the song's okay, because I'd already written it. And she goes, yeah, but like, if Dean ever wants to get into a... I don't want to sing on this, but if we ever want to get into a room, like, we can write a song. And then so they scheduled something in like a month away. And I was like, yeah, look, the chances of writing a good song are really difficult because, you know, even two people, you can have two of the best songwriters in the world, 10 of the best songwriters in the world, and you can write and the song can suck. Mm-hmm. And you can have two people who don't know what they're doing and you can get a great song.
Yeah.
So you never know if it's gonna work. And I had this other idea. It was a song I started writing about sort of how I'd been in my life lately, which is like leaving situations with when I get too close to someone because of, you know, that kind of vulnerability, and it gets kind of scary.
Yeah.
And I played her the song. It was a verse and a chorus, and she heard the chorus and goes, I love the verse, but I hate the chorus. And this is the first time we'd ever met in real life. And she goes, what if in a perfect world you didn't screw it up and leave? And I was like, what do you mean? I was like a bit skeptical. And she goes, and then she just sings the chorus. Like, she goes, it should be like, da 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 da. And then she starts writing the chorus really quickly. And I'm like, watching this happen. And I was just like, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. And genuinely unbelievable talent. Like, I've never seen anything like it. Like, she wrote it so quickly and it was so good. And it was just really exciting to kind of watch her create that, the chorus of the song. And then she wrote her verse. And I asked her, I said, do you need help, like, writing this? And she basically just looked at me and the producer and said, no, you guys can wait outside. And it was really funny because she said it. She was laughing when she said it. And we came back in and I was just laughing at the lyrics because she read it out loud. She goes, at least you're self-aware. I'll give you some credit. And it was just like this really kind of funny, like, sort of teasing lyric that really summed up how the other girl that I was kind of writing about would feel.
Yeah, right.
So she took on the concept, and I've never seen anyone write like that. It was like, she's just like, I hate that word, but she's a genius, man.
She's
crazy.
She's a genius, man. I mean, she has this way of just, I don't know, writing things down on paper and just somehow knowing how people are feeling. She wrote this song, All Your Exes.
I wanna live in a world where all your exes are dead.
I know my partner's like, oh my God, I've literally said this to you so many times, and I know so many girls feel that way, you know, like, and I just don't know how she does it. Like, she's so clever.
So, yeah, I love that All Your Exes song.
Yeah, All Your Exes. And she was like, you know, I said to Julia Michaels, I was like, my partner listened to that song and she just connected with it so much. And I'm like, I've never heard, you would never say that out loud, because if you said that out loud, everyone would think you're crazy. But she put it into a song, the pop song, and it was just like, she's just nailed exactly how you feel.
Totally, and it's kind of cheeky and kind of funny, that like that lyric as well. And like, it was just such a cool experience. And she's got a really interesting way of coming up with that perspective. It's kind of like a little bit teasing and kind of funny and sarcastic, but very real and honest.
Yes, well, Dean, I do want to chat more about the track, but before we do, let's get it on right now. This is brand new Dean Lewis teaming up with Julia Michaels in A Perfect World on Hit Nights. How good is that? Brand new track in A Perfect World on Hit Nights, and we are joined by the artist right now.
Hey, this is Dean Lewis, and you're on Hit Nights with Shawnee B.
How do I say goodbye?
Dean, brother, that song is so good. I reckon my favourite track you have ever released. Now, I know on it you're teaming up with Julia Michaels, who's one of the best singer-songwriters in the world. Like, she's written for Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, Selena Gomez. But to hear you two on a song together, it's amazing. I do want to chat about a song you wrote, probably one of my favourite tracks of yours.
How do I say goodbye?
My mum rang me and she's like, have you heard this song? I'm literally crying in the car. I don't know why, but this is how I feel about her dad. And yeah, you have this amazing way of doing it as well. And when I heard you two were doing a song together, I was like, oh my god, these two together, it's gonna be a dream collab. You know, obviously you are this incredible songwriter. What have you learned from Julia?
Wow, that's a great question. I think watching her write, like, so usually when I'm writing, I'm writing the melodies with the lyrics, so like the melodies will come first. She completely wrote it from like a concept perspective. Like, she heard what I did, and then she came up with a cool idea, like a twist. And then she sat there, and then she wrote the lyrics that were exactly what she wanted to say. And then she fit that into the song. Whereas, I think for me and my part, I do it the other way. Like, I come up with the melodies, and then I try to like fit the melodies and lyrics together. But I think what she did was, she really got to say exactly what she wanted to say in the song, and was very clear and just very intelligent. So I definitely learned that.
So cool, man. It's my favorite track I've ever heard from you. I think I'm obsessed with it.
Wow.
So good, man.
Thank you very much.
Favorite.
Cool. Thank you.
And I love all your music. I love Be All Right. I remember when that song came out, I was going through something at the time, and I listened to those lyrics and I connected so much with it. But this is just incredible.
Thank you so much.
No, honestly, man, I mean that. This is your first single since your first single since the second album.
Yes.
Are you starting to craft the new album? Is this kind of like the new sound we're going to hear on the new album, or?
Yeah. So this is like the first song off the next album. Like, this, to me, I'm considering this like the first single. It's going to be on the album.
Yeah.
I've pretty much, to be honest, like, I got so many songs. I'm just getting the next album mixed, to be honest. Like, it's almost done. Like,
wow.
My big mistake has been my slow releases. I release things really slow. And over COVID, it was really hard to know how to do things.
Yeah.
So now it's like done. Like, I'm about to get it mixed. And there's a couple of like little tiny things I have to re-record.
Yeah.
But my goal is now, I just want to get everything done, get everything in. Because it's been my big problem, is just being slowness of like releases. And, so I want to have everything done.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Get it out.
I mean, your last album only came out last year. Like,
I think it was 8 months ago.
It's very, I mean, I know you say you're doing it slowly, but that, to pump another album out like that, you're doing it very quickly and very well. Like, the music's quality. So, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, you know, I'll spend 2 months in Los Angeles or like, and just be there, and I'll just be writing every day. Like, I don't take days off. I get so bored. Like, you know, and then the emptiness starts to creep in. You know what I mean? So you know what it's like. You just gotta keep working. And for me, it's like, it's so exciting. So I'm always working on songs, and it's just about making decisive decisions and trying to, like, you know, lock stuff in quicker. I'm trying to do that. So
100%. Dean Lewis's new single with Julia Michaels, In a Perfect World, is out everywhere right now. Dean, thank you so much for coming on, bro. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the chat. Hit Night.